day. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And that's a little opera music for you because one of our opera, I don't know what I would call you, an opera fan is here this morning, Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning. Yes, I'm an opera fan.
Yes, absolutely.
I think I can say that.
I think you are. Mm. And we do have some opera tickets to give away this morning. Ooh. We'll do that in just a few minutes. La Traviata is coming up this weekend. So stick around. We'll be announcing what you have to do to win those tickets in a few minutes. But before that, just want to check in with Malcolm and Ballinger Publishing. Find out what's been going on with you. And of course, as always, if you have a question on Pep Talk, it is the expert panel. And that's why we want you to text in a question or comment. And you can do that at 850-437-1620. Happy Monday, Malcolm.
And happy Monday to you. What a beautiful day.
It's a little chilly for my taste, but I'm okay. I'll survive.
Yeah, yesterday morning, I got up at 3:30.
Why?
Just to look at the weather. And I thought I was sort of having a flashback transported back to Nebraska or something.
Right. What was the funniest thing, because I thought, should I set my alarm to look for the snow? And I thought, nah, I won't. Yeah. I literally woke up at 5 o'clock on the nose, and I looked at I never wake up in the middle of the night, just woke up out of nowhere at 5 o'clock, and I thought, well, that's weird. And then I thought, oh, wait, it might be snowing. And I opened a window, and it was snowing like a blizzard. It was really coming down. I was so shocked because I figured it'd be a flake or two, but at that particular moment that I caught it, it was for about 15 minutes there. It looked like a blizzard, like last year.
Mm.
It was beautiful. There's something about snow. It's
and
so
wasn't it the same day last year?
Close. I want to say very close. Mm. The 18th. It might have been 18th. Yeah, might have been. I'd have to look it up. Maybe one of our listeners knows, can tell us.
Well, I still played golf.
Did you really?
Yes. Actually.
Yet Sunday you played golf?
Yeah.
And the greens weren't all wet and
No. The
icy
sun
or anything?
Came out. And actually, by the time we finished about 1:30, it was really beautiful.
Huh. I'm impressed.
Yeah. The, a little cool wind, but you can budget for that and wear a hoodie and
just keep the I'm impressed, Malcolm.
Wind out of you.
That's dedication.
Well, it's the one thing that sort of keeps me a little bit sane, if I can bash that golf ball and get all of my frustrations out, curse when I hit a bad shot. You know how it goes.
Well,
but
sure.
It's fun, you know.
Yeah, it sounds good.
We all have something that we do.
You have to have an outlet.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to have it. Now, some people do that axe thing. I've been thinking about that. Do you know that thing where you throw the axes?
Yeah. Oh,
but
geez.
I'm so afraid I'm going to hurt myself or someone else. I've decided it's probably not a good choice.
I saw that and thought, now, what could possibly go wrong?
What could go wrong with a combination of beer and axes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems like a setup to me. But, but apparently very popular these days. People are going, and they have rage rooms now where you can go and throw and kick stuff around.
Oh.
It's called a rage room.
Rage room.
So you don't have to hit a golf ball. You just hit stuff,
understand. Yeah, I've not reached the stage of rage yet. Just frustration.
I don't know. A good chocolate chip cookie does it for me. Which is probably not a healthy choice, but I don't know.
Well, anyway, you have before you, I passed along to you.
Yes, sir.
Pensacola Magazine.
Oh, look at the new one.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
I want you to turn to page 10.
10, okay. All right, I'm on page. Oh, drink with intention, uncorked.
No, page 10.
That's not page 10.
Oh, 12. I got to put my glasses on. 12.
I'm laughing. Drink with intention. Okay, I know how to do that.
Oh, now you're there.
Oh, now I'm on 12. Yes, the Pensacola. Oh, look at that. How about that?
Hmm.
Look at that picture.
What a handsome group.
Yeah, how about that? It's a picture from this is the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce annual meeting.
We were at a table together.
Yeah, it was nice.
Dressed in our finery.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Oh, that's neat. So all the Cat Country folks together. We've got Brent Lane is there, and Kevin, and Mary, and Dave, and Malcolm in a tux.
Mm.
Malcolm, you know, men have it easy for these galas. They get to put on a tux. Well, they always look good in a tux. There's no question about it.
Well, I hate to disagree, but the big drawback is tying the bow tie. I've talked about this before. It is impossible for most men, I think, not most men, some men, like me, cannot do things backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Or in reverse is a better way to say it.
Okay, I was going to say backwards probably doesn't work very well.
Yeah. In reverse, looking in the mirror.
Okay.
But I take your point, yes. I think there is nothing better than a traditional tux.
They're just so handsome.
I was watching, was it the Golden Globes?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, what happened to a really elegant tuxedo?
Mm-hmm.
With a nice bow tie, wear all this. Well, some of them don't even dress. I think look like they've just got out of bed. But many of them have these brightly colored stuff. Clowns. I suppose if you want to stand out in a crowd, which is what they want to do.
Well, it is film and theater, and they're trying to look different and eccentric.
The theater.
Yes. Yeah. So all those folks, but I tell you what, seeing a man in a good-looking tux, there's something very classy about that.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's why James Bond was always so, wore those tuxes.
The good old days.
Right?
Yeah. Actually, I was watching a program, and I don't remember what it was, but there was somebody in a traditional tux that looked incredible. And I can't remember who it is. It was an actor.
Uh-huh.
But
it's very classy.
Oh, yeah.
It's classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic look. And I actually like the classic gowns, too, myself. Some of the gowns that you see, some of the outfits are kind of, I don't know, there's not a word to describe. But sometimes you'll see someone and they'll have just an elegant, classic evening gown.
I thought the same thing watching the Golden Globes. There were some that had slits and stuff all over the place.
Right, see-through everything.
But there was one young lady, and I don't know her name, but she was in a classic gown that showed her figure, but it was just classy and...
flowing.
I think
and
they
elegant.
Need to know that, at least if for men, it's sometimes what you don't see.
We use
our imagination.
That's what my dad used to say.
Yeah.
He used to say that all the time. He would say, if I see it, then I'm not interested. I like the idea of the imagination and just leaving a little bit left for, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what he used to say that all the time.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's a mystique, the female mystique.
Yes, yeah.
There you
I think if they show too much, leaves little to the imagination.
Well, that's what my dad used to say. My mother used to say, "That's so trampy looking." That's my mom. Was I raised in the South? I don't know. That's just trampy looking. I haven't heard that in a while. You made me think of it.
Yeah,
this discussion.
Opinions have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, of course they have. And there's some that are just cutting edge and beautiful. And what are you going to do?
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. Well, I like that picture. Thanks for pointing that out. That's in the magazine this month, and on page 10, you can learn about the January Sober Month. A lot of folks give up alcohol this month, which never hurts.
On the inside back page
is
in the on the market section. Is a cold weather home comfort hacks, which is very topical, obviously.
Oh, yeah, especially today. Maybe we should talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break, talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing, ways to keep warm during this cold snap that we're having this week. On Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's Malcolm Ballinger's here with Ballinger Publishing. And we were talking about all kinds of different topics from Pensacola Magazine. If you haven't picked it up yet, it's on newsstands all over Pensacola, or you can go online to ballingerpublishing.com, and you can actually page through on a digital copy, which I think is one of the coolest things you could do.
Yes.
So that's a possibility. And we were looking at this back page here. Malcolm was talking about cold weather home comfort hacks. This is pretty relevant for today, sir.
Yes. Also, we did get a call from Sarah Lynn.
Yes, she called in to tell us.
Young lady I know well. She, I, I don't say this on air, but we play bingo together.
The best friends are the bingo friends. So it's, thanks for calling. She called in because I had asked a question about the date of the snowfall last year. So she was saying she believed it was January 22nd because that was her mom's birthday. So she was pretty sure that was the date. That sounds about right.
And today's the 19th, so it was close.
18, yeah. Almost the same day.
Yeah, 18th. Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. And thanks to everybody that's listening this morning, whether you're at work or not, or taking it easy with a cup of coffee at home in your slippers, because you don't have to go to work today. How about that? So Martin Luther King Jr. Day, just a reminder that the parade downtown starts at 11 o'clock this morning, and there's another one in Milton as well at 11 o'clock, so don't miss that. But cold weather home comfort hacks. Tell me about this, Malcolm. What is this all about?
Well, one that I can definitely recommend that I've done myself is to install a smart thermostat.
Oh, okay.
One that is Wi-Fi connected so that you geofence around your house.
Mm-hmm.
So when I leave, I think I've got it set at about a 2-mile radius. When I go outside that radius, it turns the thermostat turns to the away mode,
I've set.
I think I have it at 65 heat, so it's not heat in the house while I'm obviously away.
Now, does it kick back on when you're 2 miles
when
close to the house?
When I come across the geofence line, it turns on the heat, so that usually by the time I get home, it's close to the 72 that I have it set up.
That is so cool. Yeah. Now, is that something that, so we all, our heating systems come with a thermostat, you would just replace the one that you have?
Yes.
That's
interesting. And some, I have a Honeywell one that I was able just to unplug the basic,
the original unit.
Yeah. And slot in the Wi-Fi one.
Oh, how cool.
I don't know if they're all that way, but certainly that made it really easy for me.
Well, I always turn mine down when I leave, so that would be really cool to have it do it for me.
Yeah.
That's really neat. Mm. I love that. Some of the other things here it talks about, my thing that I'm really became aware of is that in the place that I have has patio doors. Mm. And last night I was very aware that it was, I could feel the cool air coming through the windows. They really aren't weatherproof at all. So that's something that I probably need to upgrade. And that would be more energy efficient too. Because it says that upgrade your patio doors.
Yes.
The sliding glass doors.
I was talking to a friend about who'd installed new windows, and he said that about 70% of the heat loss is through the windows.
That makes sense.
And so it makes sense to replace the windows, I guess, with double glazing.
Well, and I also have different curtains on my windows in the wintertime because I have the very loose, sheer. That's the word I'm looking for. Sheer curtains in the summertime. But in the winter, I do put up the thicker curtains just to kind of be a little bit of a block for the cold air that might be coming in. So that helps a little bit too. But of course, everybody knows about sealing the gaps and, you know, keep your weather stripping clean. That's one thing. And you can insulate with window treatments. They can do more than just add design. They can also have a layered, it talks about the layered drapes. That's what I was just talking about. So you can do things to sort of keep the heat in and the cold out.
And I think probably the best way to save on heating bills is to dress a bit more appropriately when it's cool and wear a sweater in the house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I set mine on 72, which I find is...
It's comfortable.
Comfortable.
That's pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law has it on 68.
Ooh.
And I come, they live up in North Georgia, so when I come up to visit, I bring my extra sweaters, socks, slippers, because I dress like Nana of the North in their house, because I have that Florida blood, I guess. I'm definitely a Floridian now. I like that 70s is about my low point.
Yeah. Where I come from in England, of course, the weather can be horrible in the winter. It's very damp and heavy, and I lived in Nebraska for many years. So I thought I was pretty hardy.
Mm-hmm.
But 25 years in Florida.
Yeah, no.
The blood
it changes.
Thins.
No question. Yeah. No question about it. Well, we have a fun thing today. We have some opera tickets to give away.
Oh, yes. Now, these are for Friday opening night,
Pensacola Opera.
I promise you it's going to be a great opera, La Traviata. I don't know if you're not familiar with opera out there.
Mm-hmm.
La Traviata is a beautiful opera.
Well, and I promise you, I could place the music in a minute here, but I promise you, you will recognize the music. You hear this music all the time in movies and soundtracks, and it's very well known. You'll recognize it. Yeah. So it's not, but this is a great story, too, in this opera.
Yes, it is. It's.
We don't want to give it away. We don't want to do any spoilers here.
Well, I don't think we're giving too much away when we say the heroine dies at the end, because she always does.
Is there one where she lives in opera?
Not in opera.
Yeah, no.
In operetta, yes.
Maybe.
Everybody lives happily ever after.
Well, we're very excited. We had our friend Corey on, who was talking about the opera and their preparations for it. It's going to be a stellar quality. It'll be at the Sanger Theater this Friday night at 7:30. So I have two tickets to give away. How do you want to give those away today, this morning?
Well, shall we have a little contest?
Yes, let's do it. I have an idea.
Let's make it really easy.
Okay.
You designate which caller. How many tickets do we have, by the way?
Just two for
two.
Today.
Okay.
We'll be giving them away all week.
Okay. They just have to, obviously, give their name, et cetera, but just the name of the opera.
Okay. We just gave it to
you. We just gave it to you.
So the name of the opera that's going to be opening this Friday night at the Sanger. We have two tickets for Friday night at 7:30. The fifth caller that calls in today.
Oh, you're tough. The fifth caller.
Yeah. The fifth net caller, excuse me, texter. The fifth text that comes in. Go ahead and text it in at 850-437-1620 with your name and the name of the opera.
I have been at the Opera Center for board meetings and listen to the...
Oh, 850-437-1620.
Oh, yes,
that would help.
Better
sorry,
give
y'all.
Them a number.
850-437-1620.
And I've listened to the rehearsals, and it's fine voices. It's really going to be a thrill.
Okay, well, I got two tickets to give away. Go ahead and text those in. I'm watching the text line right now.
Now,
Malcolm,
how do you time being the fifth? I don't know how you do
There's
that.
There's five that they're coming in, one right after the other, to text.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but if you're on the other end trying to time it for the fifth.
Oh, they can't. They just got to text in
you
and hope for the
it.
Best.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's sort of a lottery kind of feeling to it.
Okay. You are tough. I always say the first one in my contest.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do that for the next one. How's
okay.
that?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Do we have a winner?
Still, they're still coming in. Hang on. I got to get down to the fifth one. Da-da-da-da-da. You want to sing a little from the opera, a little tune? Do you know that one well enough?
Well, I have a horrible voice, but I know the music. The most famous one is the drinking song, Brindisi. I'm terrible.
We have a winner. And the winner this morning is Janet. She's one of our regular listeners on Pep Talk. Now, Janet's pretty cute because she put Janet La Traviata, and then just in case, she put thermostat, windows, weather stripping. The fallen woman. extra points for your effort, Janet.
You know, we have great listeners.
We do.
And they all have a great sense of humor.
No doubt about
it. I guess you have to listen to us.
No doubt about that. Congratulations to Janet. You won two tickets to La Traviata this Friday night. I'll send you a text with all the details. And in the meantime, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right
back. By the way, that is the rough translation, Fallen Woman.
Okay. See, she was on it. She's on it. She
deserves
those tickets.
Janet is a smart lady.
Here we go. This is Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing.
Page 22, very quickly.
Yes, sir.
Healthy hibernation.
Oh.
How to get a better night's sleep.
A guide to quality, restful sleep for winter.
Yes.
I definitely need to read this.
You know what? It's a great tip is many people get in bed, turn on the TV and watch TV for a while. No, don't do that. Your mind learns that when you get in bed, I'm going to watch a little bit of TV. So if when you get in bed, you lie down and go to sleep, your body says, okay, now it's time to go to sleep.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's an automatic, like as soon as I turn the light off, it's rest time.
Yeah. It's a trigger for your body, now sleep time. If you watch TV, well, your mind says, well, it's time to watch TV for a while. Maybe we'll go to sleep later.
Well, isn't there a saying too, the last thing you think about at night will be the first thing you think about in the morning? So better to have something calm rather than the news.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the news can be pretty upsetting.
Yes, so do something quiet before you go to sleep. Malcolm, it's always a pleasure. We ran out of time already, but we did
flies.
I know, but we did get some opera tickets away, and we'll have more of those the rest of this
week. And we mentioned the magazine.
Yes, we did.
It's a good thing.
Okay, Ballinger Publishing, BallingerPublishing.com. Thanks, Malcolm.